Thank you. Hi, this your girl Penny. Today, how's y'all weather going today where you're at? The weather here has been really, really nice. It's not too hot and it's not too cold. Cool. The wind is not blowing. It's a beautiful Sunday day. Let me know how your weather is going where you're at. I know some people are getting a little rain. Farther up north, I know they got a little snow. I'm ready for hours to come here, but let me know how your weather is doing. Today, let's talk about the battle, uphill battles that we have been through. And we are still going through them. Everyday life can take you up an uphill battle. And some of those battles can also mess with your mental state. Everybody goes through uphill battles. It depends on how you climb that hill. Sometimes we can get halfway up that hill and we'll fall back down. But remember that you can still get back up and go back up that hill and make it to the top. We intend to take our struggles that we go through. Some of us, I'm not going to say everybody. We intend to go through our struggles and we let it beat us down. And some of our uphill battles are not really a battle. We make them a battle. And we can get down with those battles. And that's when we begin to enter that mental stage. The struggle is real. And a lot of people don't know how real the struggle is. And when you're going through something, how it can really mess with your mind. But especially if you don't have an outlet or you don't have support, somebody that you can talk to, somebody that you can lean on, somebody that's there for you. And sometimes we don't need a response when we talk to somebody or we lean on them. We just need a listening ear. And I'm not going to tell you that I've never been through an uphill battle. Because I've climbed my hills, and I've fallen down so many times that I know that I wanted to give up. And y'all know I always tell y'all, I'm not trying to make anybody be religious or anything. But when I go through my battles and I get halfway up that hill, I look up to God. But I'm not telling you, it's how you deal with your battles and your struggles and climbing your hills. Anything can be a struggle to different people. It depends on what you're going through. Grief, bills, relationships, kids. Because I know right now, a lot of people don't realize it, but it's an uphill battle for a lot of parents that kids first time going off to college. They don't know how to handle that. And it's a lot of kids that went off to college that it's a struggle. They're going up in an uphill battle because they don't know how to handle being away from home. Bills can take you through an uphill battle because sometimes we don't know where the money is going to come from. And right now, I'm not making a joke out of it, but the food has went up so high to some of the people that felt as though they had made it up the hill. The prices of food have brought them back down and said, hey, I need to climb this hill again. And when you're in a relationship, you thinking your relationship is everything is going good, and then something all of a sudden happened and it puts you in a whole different state of mind. You struggling with it, you trying to get through it, through this relationship, you want it to work, but you trying to climb that hill. But I just want y'all to know that if you fall down, you can get back up and you can make it to the top of that hill. And if you feel as though you can't make it, reach out. It's so much and so many places that's out here to help. And the struggle is real. A lot of people don't want to accept that they need help. It's okay. Don't worry about what nobody else have to say, long as you're taking care of you. Because people are going to tell you, girl, you'll be all right. Man, it'll be okay. But they don't know how you're feeling in the inside. They don't know what your heart feels. They don't know what's going through your mind. They don't know how bad the pain is. And even though you're climbing that hill and you fall down and you feel that pain harder, it's like a bam. Like something just hit you and you like, God, I don't know what to do. Dust yourself off and get back on that hill and climb it. Because there's so much help out here. And I know a lot of times you say, well, this is something I have a bad problem with. And I know some people out there may have the same issue I have. Telling people what's going on with you. Because you don't want people to know your business. You don't want people to know that you're sad. You don't want people to know that you're struggling with bills, food, a relationship. You don't want people to know. But it's okay to find a professional to talk to. It's okay to talk to somebody. Because sometimes when you talk about things, it do helps. It help you. Because once you fall down, you may feel as though you can't get back up. You may feel as though, who can I reach that hand out to that's going to grab my hand and help me back up? Because right now we all is in some type of tug of war with struggle and pain right now. It don't matter what the next person is going through. If you got a friend or a family member that is going through something, reach that hand down. You're at the top of the hill. Reach, bend down and help them get up. Help them get up that hill. And it's okay. It really is okay to fall down. And don't ever, because you're down at the bottom of that hill and that person is up at the top of the hill and you feel like they're looking down on you, then don't think that they have not fell down the hill before. Don't think that they have never been on the bottom before of that hill. Because I'm not going to ever tell anybody that my life has been peaches and cream. That I've never fell down the hill. I've fallen down many times. It's how you get back up and you dust yourself off and climb back up that hill. Because pain, that type of pain is so different than a lot of pain that you may have endured. And I know a lot of people is like, well, I'm going through something in life and I don't know who to turn to. A lot of people like to go talk to pastors. You have neighbors, people that can help you get through it. So it's up to you about trying to find help to get through your struggles. And if you're in a relationship, you got somebody to talk to right there. Maybe you don't want them to know how hurt you, the hurt that you are having. I know I have been in situations where I have been hurt or somebody has been mistreating me. And I didn't want my husband to know what I was going through. But once I did let him in and let him knew what was happening, and to listen to the encouraging words and the things that he would say to me, and I'm not going to only say my husband. I have even told some of my kids things, and they motivate me and encourage me and let me know that it's going to be okay. We're going to go through this together. So if you can't find anybody to that you feel like you can talk to, it's a lot of toll-free numbers out there that you can call. Don't let falling down that hill be the last of it. You dust yourself off. And then the thing about it is, once you make it to the top, you appreciate it a lot because of the struggle that you went through to get to the top. That's the same thing. Y'all know I always have a story. That's the same thing I say when my struggle, one of my struggles was when I joined the military. I got out there with them young girls and guys, men, and they was running, and here I am, 30-some years old, out here trying to run with these young people, and it was a struggle. But when I graduated from basic training, I felt the joy because I had made it up that hill to look down to see the struggles that I had to get up to the top of that hill. And it made me appreciate what I had accomplished and what I had went through to get there. I know a lot of y'all say, well, it's hard, Miss Penny, it's hard. I know it's hard. I'm not going to ever tell you that life struggles are easy, that the things that you're going through is going to be an easy outlet. It's going to take you time to get there. It's okay to go through hard times. It's okay to go through them because you understand better. And I remember something. My husband used to always say, when I used to go through stuff, some back younger days, he used to always say, you chunk it up as an experience and you learn to do better. You learn from your mistakes. You learn what you did. You see yourself, what you did, look back at what you did, didn't do or did do. And you learn from that. Like, for example, if you're in a relationship and that your last relationship, you look back at what you didn't do or did do, and the relationship didn't last. But if you come into a new relationship, then you know what to do better. And that's the same thing with life. We're dealt these hands of life and we don't know how to play the card. Until we have, really and truly, till you have experience. And that's why we could tell our kids and our grandkids that the struggle is real and climbing that hill is real because we've already experienced these things. That's why we are able to help others, especially our kids and grandkids. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't listen. But this your girl, Miss Penny, let's talk about it. I'm here at Studio W Global Radio. We circle the globe 24 hours a day. Music, talk, and sports. Comedy and more. You come on, join us. If you don't remember, you can download us through your app with Studio W on your Android, Simply Studio W, or Alexa. Please visit the website studiowbuzz.com and subscribe and leave a comment. And you can listen to us 24/7. Now, we're going to get back to this struggling to get up this hill. Because we're going to get up the hill. It may take some of us a little longer to climb and get up that hill. You know what? Some people go around the hill instead of trying to get back. They'll try to go the shortcut way. They'll go around and round and round until they make it to the top. Because they don't want to go through the struggles of getting, just climbing that hill, knocking them blocks down, knocking that dirt down. And you know what? Sometimes people get to the top of the hill and they are struggling to make it up the hill, and you'll be surprised at the people that would kick you off that hill and put you back down at the bottom. You will be very surprised of the people that are not for you to make it through, to get to the top of that hill. You can walk around that hill and walk around that hill until you go through those real struggles. You still hadn't went through the experience. You still hadn't had won't appreciate it when you get to the top, because you didn't realize what you had to go through to get to the top. I've seen people take shortcuts. I've seen people, I robbed from Peter to pay Paul, or I'll just let him go, let her go, I'll find something better. And the whole time you already had something good right there beside you. You already had the money to pay the whole bill, but you didn't. People will take the shortcut instead of climbing up the hill the right way to get through the struggle. Because it's a reason why you go through. And when you climbing up that hill, really and truly, you're going through trials and tribulations. But it's a reason why you may have to go through there, climb up that hill. If you may not understand it, and may not know the reason why you're going through this, but you are going through this. Accept the struggle. It's real. And you have some people that want to see you go take the shortcut. Because guess what? Sometimes you could take that shortcut and fall right back down. You can't keep going around and around and make it to the top. You're going to stay down. Because some people are standing at the top of that hill and they got their foot ready. Soon as you reach it, almost to the top, they got their foot to kick you back down. How many of y'all not been in a relationship and you and your significant other, your husband, your spouse is having an issue? And you have that family or that friend, girl, I'll leave him, man, I'll leave her. Because they don't want to see you make it to the top. They don't want your relationship to make it. But at the same time, you going through this struggle because you love this person. You want to be with this person. You going through this struggle. Girl, I move out of them apartment. He got the rent too high. You going through it for a reason. I don't mind the struggles, because I know there's sunshine over on the other side. And I know when I hit the top of that hill, I could see that sun light brighter. It's just shining. And I'm serious. I sit back a lot of times. And the ones of y'all that have done this, went through these struggles and had to climb them hills, and I fell down several times. Send me some message. Let me know how y'all liking the conversation. Share the radio station. Share the Facebook page. Share the membership with your family and friends. Like I say, you could subscribe to StudioWBuzz.com and listen to it. If you miss it, if your friends miss the show, your family and friends, tell them they can go back and listen to Good Conversation with Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. But I have, if you've been in a struggle and you fell off the hill, let others know. Let us know. Send up some message. Let us know what some of the things that got you to the bottom of the hill, and maybe what helped you to get to the top of the hill. How did you climb that hill? Did you take the shortcut? Did you keep going in circles and trying to figure your way out how to get to the top, how to get up that hill? Because some of us will go round and round and round. And even when we reach out for help, we'll go round and round in circles with conversation with people and won't tell them what we really need help with. Because the struggle is real. And these are some of the things that mess with your mind. And one time, y'all know I always have a story. One time I was going through it. I was at the bottom of the hill. And I went into a depression. I really did. This was years and years ago. That's before I understood that the struggle is real and that it messed with your mind mentally. But I couldn't tell nobody. I didn't want to be looked at as a failure. I didn't want people talking about me, about my business. I didn't want people talking behind my back. I didn't want people to say that I was mental or something was going on. And back in them days, if you had some type of problem, either I didn't want them saying that I was on drugs or anything. But I didn't know how to talk to somebody. And when people would ask me, was I okay? Because I don't have a poker face. I do not have a poker face. Everything shows in my face. When I'm upset, when I'm sad, when I'm mad, when I'm happy, my feelings show in my face. And I didn't know how to tell nobody. They would ask me, I would say, I'm all right. And they would say, no, I could tell something wrong. But I went around the circle several times and never told anybody what I was going through. I never tried to get up that hill. I just took that struggle, and it messed with me mentally because I was down. I wouldn't eat. I was losing weight. I was going through it. But now I know better. I know what it can do to you. So I don't mind about going to a counselor or going to the pastor. It depends on what the situation is, or going to somebody to get help, or somebody if I need help, I'm not afraid to ask for help. And that's the point I'm trying to get to. If you're at the bottom and you feel as though you need help and you need someone to talk to, reach out. Don't just waddle in falling at the bottom of and waddle in the dirt that's down at the bottom. Get back up, dust yourself off, and get back on that hill. And climb it and climb it and climb it and climb it till you get to the top. It may take you a week. It may take you months. It may take maybe a year. But you can make it to the top. And I know some people are losing their jobs. Some people are losing their homes. Some people can't afford food. Some people are going through bad relationships. Some people are just going through it. Some people are going through grieving because they have lost a loved one, about to lose a loved one. Get up and dust yourself off. I know it's hard. I know you saying, well, Miss Penny, it's harder than what you think it is. I understand. Some of the things that you're going through, I can't tell you because I haven't been there. But I do understand a lot. I've had a lot of experience. I've been through a lot in my life. So some of the things that I can get help with, and that's what Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny is about. We're about conversation, because if you posted, somebody in the group or somebody on the radio station that's listening on studiowbuzz.com is going to answer, or they're going to come in and give you a little bit of advice. That's what we're about. That's good conversation. So if you're falling off that hill and you feel like right now that you cannot get up, reach out to somebody. And there's a lot of people right now that's walking around, that's going through stuff, and they don't realize and that it is in your head. This the struggle is real. I cannot say that enough. The struggle is real. And we have to, and if you know somebody, listen, if you know somebody that's out there that's going through something, reach out. Tell me why you can't reach out to that person. Because it may be a family member. Don't let whatever issues you have with somebody stop you from helping them. I don't let stuff like that get in my way, because I know that everybody needs someone sometimes. You need someone that you can lean on, or someone that you can get that support from, especially when it comes to family. Every family is not going to make six figures. Every family member is not going to make a whole lot of money. Every family member is not going to have a big fine house. Every family member is not going to be able to purchase food all the time. But if you know somebody, especially in your family, that is struggling or need help, and you know you are able to help them, then reach out and help them. Or your friend. And give advice to people when it comes to their relationship. If you're not supportive of it, don't get on the hill with them. Don't even get on the hill with them. Cause some people get on that hill and say, girl, we could climb this hill together. Man, we can climb this hill together. But you look back, you halfway up there, they fell off the hill and left you. Or they went back down the hill and left you up there struggling. I've been there. I've had it done. That's just like when, y'all know I always have a story. That just like when we used to run that, some of y'all military, you know, when you used to have to take that PT test, physical training test, and somebody say, hey, I'm gonna come back and get you when I pass my run. And then you still running. There I start running. There I pass their test and they finish. They sitting out there chilling and you struggling trying to get that run. And you look back, they ain't come back to help you to make your run. That's the way it be. You think somebody is on your side and there for you, you look back, they gone. The struggle is real. I'm telling you. And mental illness is real. It's not a joke. And there's a lot of people out there that are struggling with it and don't know how to deal with it and don't know how to tell somebody that I am going through something. I am really suffering. I need help. And they don't know how, because this, some cultures, this the way we was raised, not to put your business in the streets. How many of y'all parents told y'all everybody's business is nobody's business? And don't go tell something out of my house to nobody. What goes on in this house stays in this house. So we grew up, some of us grew up thinking that it was a bad thing to tell people our business. And it's okay if you cry, because some people don't like to cry. If you're going through stuff, they hold it in, let it out. That's some of the parts of talking about it. When you let it out, let it go. Let somebody know what you're going through. Let somebody know that this is a problem. This is a problem. And it's hard. And like I was saying earlier, some parents are really going through it with their kids not being at home, or their kids have left home to go to college. I've talked to some of them. They don't know what to do with themselves, because now they by themselves. They don't have somebody to cook for, clean for. Believe it or not, a lot of parents enjoys that, doing their kids' laundry, having those mom and daughter, son and father, mother and son conversations. But now they come home from work and nobody's home. It's hard. The struggle is real. And then I had a bad day. That's what same thing I tell you about relationships. Some people, after they break up, they don't have nobody. The conversations are not there. Somebody didn't come home and tell what went on at work. I can say that on every level that heal, because you know a heal has different levels till you make it to the pointed top of it. Every level of that heal, I have climbed to get to the top. I've been through the struggle. I've been through the bill struggle, the man struggle, the food struggle, the grieving. I've climbed them hills, the depression, and fell back down and had to go back up it again. There's no shame. And I know some of y'all probably saying, well, I never fell off the hill. Life been great to me. I've been good. Well, I praise you for that. I give you the thumbs up. But some of us have. And I'm never going to tell anybody that life has been peaches and cream for me the whole years I've been on this earth. But I can say that I'm proud. I can look down at here today and say I accomplished a lot. I've accomplished the goals that I set myself to accomplish to be where I am today. But I still say that I have to reach out every now and then. I have to get out there and when I'm going through it, or sometimes, a lot of times, when you think back what you have been through, sometimes that could set you back. Some people, it get in their head what they have been through, and everything is not good that you think about. You're going to have your bad moments, you're going to have your good moments. You're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. I'm not going to never tell anybody that every day of your life is going to be perfect. Every day of your life is going to be good. No, every day of your life will not be that way. Look at some of the celebrities. They go through stuff too. Money don't make you not go through stuff. Who told you that? Who told you that? You may be broke, you go through stuff. You may be rich, you go through stuff. You may be in between, you go through stuff. Life gonna throw them curveballs at you. It's how you catch that curveball. It's mainly how you catch it. I catch my curveball nowadays and I throw them back. I throw them right back. Because I know how to handle things now. I know how to deal with things. I know how to reach out for help. I know how to... I can even dodge some of the curveballs. Believe it or not. Just like I, instead of going around the circle of the hill, climbing that hill, I go straight up it. Because I'm gonna fight through it. You gotta fight through it. And I know sometimes when y'all not climbing them hills, and your legs giving out, your knees giving out, your ankle giving out, you fight through that pain. And you keep going till you get to the top of the hill. Everybody don't have no car now. You know, I had to walk a couple places in your lifetime. And I know when you, I had to climb them hills, them knees get to hurting, the ankle get to hurting, your back get to hurting, but guess what? You fight through that pain and get up that hill. That's the same way it is with that struggle, trying to get up them hills. You fight through it and you get up it. And when you get up there, you look back and say, "Woo, I made it. I didn't know how, but I did it. I don't know how I got this brand new car, but I got it. I don't know how I got this new house, but I guess what? I got it. I don't know how I got this bank account, but guess what? I got it. I don't know how I got this good woman, but I got her. I don't know how I got this good man, but I got him. I don't know how I got this education, but I got it. See how you look back down? I don't know how I got this promotion on this job, but I got it. I didn't know how I was going to pay these bills this month, but I did it." See, that's how you look down on that hill when you make it to the top. You don't just get up there and be looking down at others. Now, because you make it to the top, don't look down at the next person that's at the bottom of the hill. That's the key thing. And I know some of y'all are going to say, "Oh, Miss Penny ain't trying to make nobody religious." But that's when we say about blessing. When you get your blessing, don't look bad. Don't look down at somebody else now. Don't look down. Don't get at that top of that hill and start looking like, look at her. Look at him. Nope. Every now and then, bend down, reach down, and help somebody else come up the hill. Or tell them how you made it up the hill. Because some people like to hear a successful story. Some people can, you can mentor people. You can help them to get to the top. You ain't got to give them no money. You ain't got to pay no bills for them all the time. You don't have to do all that. Just tell them what you went through and let them know, how did you get to the top? What helped you get to the top? Because there's a lot of resources out there that people don't even know about. What helped your relationship? What got you and your partner through whatever y'all was going through? And believe it or not, they will be glad to know that, "Hey, let's try this. She said they did this. Let's try it. They may not even try, but at least you gave them your struggle. You let them know what took to you, for you to get to the top of that hill. I'm telling you, that struggle is real. It's real. And a lot of people is not realizing how real this struggle is. And it seems like it's getting worse and worse. Because everything, gas is going up. Food, well, gas trying to come down. Food is going up. People are not working. Everybody going on strike. You know, when I heard the nurses was on strike, I knew then that the struggle is really real. When the medical, the struggle is real. When they went on strike, it's real. Climbing up that hill is getting harder and harder every day. Every day you on this earth, it seems like it's getting harder. But it's how you gonna fight to get up, back up on that hill. And you have to want to, that's the key word. Do you want to get to the top of the hill? Do you want to get back up? And if you want to get back on the top of the hill, you are not going to be upset to how hard it is to get up to the top of the hill. You're not going to be upset. You're not going to give out of breath. Your legs is not going to hurt you. You're going to fight through that pain. Because you're not going to feel the pain the way you think you're going to feel it. Because you're going to be so busy and so in focus on getting to the top of the hill that you're not going to worry about all that. You ain't going to even worry about what is hurting, what I need to do, how I need to do it. Because you're going to know it. It's just going to start flowing to you. You're going to be like, ooh, I'm halfway. I'm almost there. That's all you're going to be concentrated on. A little bit more, 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 a little bit more. And then next thing you know, you're going to be at the top of the hill. I'm telling you. You know why Miss Penny could tell you that? Because Miss Penny and I did it. Hello. Come on. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny on studiowbuzz.com. Come on. You always can download us on Apple, Android, and Alexa. I'm telling you, you want to listen to good conversation. You always can remember that if Miss Penny mostly tell you something, she hasn't been through the experience of it. I climbed that hill. I felt that pain, and I still made it to the top. But when I was climbing that hill, I wanted to make it to the top so bad that I forgot about every knee pain, every ankle pain, back pain. I just forgot about it because I was going to get to the top. I'm telling you. And you ain't going to need, you may need on the way up, you may have to stop and talk to somebody to reach out to get help. And letting somebody know what's going on with you. You're going to walk a little bit more up the hill. You may have to stop again and talk to somebody else or talk to that person again so they can motivate you, support you to keep you going and getting things off of your mind that's bothering you, the things that you're going through or not been through that stopped you from going up the hill or knocked you down the hill. But that's okay. It's okay to stop on the hill. Because guess what? Every step you take is getting you closer and closer to the top. Mental illness is real. It's real. I'm telling you, it's real. Understanding what got you off the hill and put you on the bottom will also help you to get back up. What did I do? Let me explain it to you. The person you're talking to. This is the thing. Let me explain to you what happened. And you explain. And they'll give you the guidance and the tools you need to get back on that hill. But if you don't reach out, how can I help you? How can somebody help you? If you're going through it, right now, and you feel as though you need somebody to reach out. Reach out. Talk to somebody. The struggle is real. And it depends on how you come down the hill, how bad the struggle gonna be. Because you know you can slide down the hill. You know you can roll down the hill. You can walk down the hill. You could trip off the top of the hill and fumble down the hill. It depends on also how you come down. Is it going to be an easy fall, a hard fall, or is it going to be a soft fall down the hill? It depends on you. It really do. How you make your fall be, it can depend on you. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I reaching, getting the help that I need? Am I living the way I should, or doing the things that I should? Am I taking care of business? Am I getting the counseling, the pastor? Am I getting the counseling from the pastor, talking to the pastor, talking to my friends, talking to my family? Am I reaching out for help? Am I using the hotlines? Am I, it depends on you. And don't get me wrong, people can put us in that situation. Your job, relationships, you can feel as though you're doing everything right. And bam, all of a sudden, you knocked off the hill. You knocked off. And you look around, what am I going to do? What am I supposed to do? Dust yourself off, get up, dust yourself off, and start over. Start back climbing that hill. Look around and say, what am I supposed to do? What? And sometimes, believe it or not, when you knocked off that hill, guess what? Sometimes you come back stronger, better than what you was when you was on the hill. You come back with more than what you had when you was on the hill. You come back with a better relationship than you was in when you was on the hill. You come back stronger, believe it or not. I'm telling you, believe it or not, you come back. You be pushing so hard till you realize I had a hootie the last time I was on the hill. I'm riding in a BMW. I was in the project. I'm in an apartment. I was in this relationship. Now I'm in that relationship. A better relationship. I got a new diamond ring. You'll be surprised. I got money in the bank. You come back sometime, you be stronger, bigger, and better than what you was. Fall off the hills and see. If you fall off that hill, come back stronger and better than what you was. You don't have to always stay down at the bottom. And you don't have to stay halfway on the hill. And then when you get to the top of the hill, you can look back and say, I'm bigger and better than what I was. I'm stronger in mind. My mind is thinking the way I think about things, the way I see things. I've went out and got help. I've talked to people. They've gave me what I need to understand what I did wrong or what I need to do. And to pick myself up and dust myself off and get back on this hill. And come out of the depression, come out of the sadness, come out of the anger, come out of the attitude, come out bigger and better than what I was. I'm serious. Think about it. The struggle is real. The things go on in our life can knock us off that hill. The things that we going through or we've been through has knocked us off the hill. What are you going to do to get back on the top of the hill? What are you going to do? Let me know. Send it in some comments. Share these conversations with your family, friends. It may not help you, but these conversations may help someone else. Invite them to join the radio station. We go on 24 hours a day. And Studio W is global. We circle the globe. We talk about on here music, we have talk shows, sports, comedy, and so much more. I'm telling you, join this great, listen, you can download it on your app. You can listen to it on your phone. Download Studio W on your Apple, on your Alexa. Simply Studio W. So you can listen to us on your, while you're riding down the street in your car, sitting on your front porch. Or you can visit our website, studiowbuzz.com. Subscribe and please leave a comment. This your girl, Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. And like I say, some of these conversations may not help you, but it will help somebody else. Invite your family and friends. Tell them to join. Listen to us on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Sundays at 5 p.m. Don't let the struggle knock you off the hill and you don't get back up. The struggle is real. Let me know how you like the show, how you like the conversation. This your girl, Miss Penny. And nobody told you today that they love you? Remember, Miss Penny love everybody. Y'all have a blessed Sunday. Bye-bye. So I have to click on that to see him.
Right.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. The problem.